All right, welcome back everyone for another deep dive. Today we're going to be exploring a really fascinating figure, Agni, the Vedic fire god.
Very exciting.
Yeah, we got a request from a listener to specifically delve into this concept of fire as a link between realms. And, well, I got to say, we've got some amazing sources lined up to do just that. Historical texts, religious scriptures, you name it, we got it.
Yeah, it's not just fire as this natural element, right?
Right.
We're talking about Agni, like a deity who acts as this divine messenger, bridging the gap between us humans and the gods.
Oh, like a spiritual ambassador?
Exactly.
Okay, I love it.
Yep.
So let's rewind for a second. Why is Agni such a huge deal in the Vedic world?
Well, if you were to crack open the Vedas, which are, you know, these ancient Hindu scriptures, you'll find Agni basically everywhere.
Hmm.
There are over 200 hymns dedicated to him in the Rig Veda alone.
Wow.
That's more than for many other prominent gods. He's invoked in practically every single ritual, which kind of shows you just how central he is to their entire belief system.
200 hymns.
Yeah.
Talk about a fan club. But what is it about fire itself that makes it so symbolically powerful, especially in this context of connecting realms?
Well, fire has this amazing ability to transform. It consumes, it purifies, it takes something earthly and seemingly sends it up in smoke.
Mm.
This image alone has resonated across cultures literally for centuries. But in the Vedic tradition, it actually goes even deeper than that. Imagine, if you will, this sacrificial fire as this direct line, this conduit between the physical world and the realm of the gods.
So it's more than just symbolism. They believe that offerings were literally transported to the gods through fire.
That's right. Agni isn't just watching the offerings burn. He's ensuring that those offerings actually reach the gods, acting as the priest, the intermediary, in this sort of cosmic exchange.
Okay, now here's where things get even more interesting.
Yeah.
We've been talking about fire as this link between realms, right?
Right.
But Agni doesn't just exist in the sacrificial fire, does he?
No, not at all.
So tell me more about these different forms he takes.
Absolutely. The Vedic people envision Agni existing in three distinct forms. Mm. Okay, so first we have the sacrificial fire on Earth, which of course we've been talking about.
Right.
Then you have the electrifying power of lightning in the atmosphere.
Oh, wow.
And finally, the radiant sun high up in the heavens. This threefold presence, this triple manifestation of Agni, isn't just a cool visual. It tells us something about his power, his pervasiveness.
So he's not just a localized god of the hearth. He's like woven into the fabric of the cosmos itself.
Exactly.
It's like he's everywhere you look.
And it reinforces this role as a universal force, a conduit, not just of offerings, but of energy and communication throughout all realms. Think about the sun, for example. It sustains life, provides warmth, it illuminates the world, much like Agni illuminates the path between us humans and the divine.
That raises a good question for me.
Okay.
If we're talking about like grand rituals and cosmic forces, does Agni also play a role in the everyday lives of the Vedic people? Was he just a god for priests and elaborate ceremonies?
Oh, not at all. Not even close. Agni's presence extends far beyond the grand rituals. He's actually deeply ingrained in daily Hindu life, even today. Think about the hearth fire in a home, the warmth that it provides, the food it cooks, the light it brings. That's Agni.
Hmm.
Invoking him in household ceremonies, weddings, even cremations signifies this continuous presence, this divine spark throughout the human life cycle.
So from the like most mundane tasks to the most pivotal moments in life, Agni is there. He's not some distant deity, but this constant presence, a guide throughout a person's journey.
Exactly. And this notion of Agni as this ever-present force, this divine spark woven into the tapestry of life, makes you realize just how fundamental he is to their worldview.
It really does. Now, to really understand Agni's role as this intermediary, this divine messenger, we need to get a taste of those Vedic rituals themselves. Paint me a picture.
Yeah.
What did these rituals look like? What kind of offerings were involved?
So imagine a ritual space, often outdoors, under the open sky. At the heart of it all is a carefully prepared fire pit, almost like an altar. The offerings themselves were very specific, very symbolic.
Mm.
Ghee, or clarified butter, was a very common offering representing purity and nourishment.
Okay.
And then there was soma, this sacred drink. It's shrouded in mystery, but it was believed to elevate consciousness and connect humans with the divine.
And Agni would consume these offerings and carry them to the gods.
Precisely.
I can almost see the flames rising, carrying those prayers and aspirations up to the heavens.
That's the beauty of it. The visual itself is so evocative. Agni doesn't just take these offerings. He acts as a priest. ensuring that the ritual is performed correctly and those offerings find their way to the gods. He's vital to the success of the ritual.
And it's so interesting how fire plays such a central role in a religion that's thousands of years old.
Yeah.
It makes you think about the enduring power of natural elements, the way they capture our imagination and shape our beliefs.
Oh, absolutely. Fire, water, earth, sky. These elements have captivated humanity for millennia. And while we've been focusing on this Vedic period, it's important to remember that Agni's story doesn't just end there. His role evolves in later Hindu texts, the Puranas, taking on new dimensions, new associations. It's a testament to how dynamic and fluid these ancient mythologies truly are.
So his story continues to unfold, his character deepens.
Precisely.
I love that. Before we dive into that evolution, is there anything that particularly struck you about Agni's role in these Vedic rituals? Anything that surprised you or maybe made you think about fire in a new way?
You know, what fascinates me is the sheer pervasiveness of Agni's presence. He's not just a god of fire. He's a god of connection, of communication, of the very life force that flows through everything. He embodies this yearning to reach beyond ourselves, to connect with something greater.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And it makes his story feel incredibly relevant, even today. It's this timeless human desire to connect, to find meaning, to bridge that gap between the earthly and the divine. But we'll delve deeper into that in just a moment. For now, we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll explore how Agni's story continues to evolve in later Hindu traditions.
Yeah, it really is remarkable how a figure from, like, thousands of years ago can still resonate so strongly with us today.
Right. And we've only just scratched the surface. We've talked about Agni's origins, his role as this messenger, his significance in those, like, grand rituals, and even everyday life. But I want to go deeper into this idea of fire as a link between realms. How did the Vedic people actually view that connection? What did it mean for their understanding of the divine?
To the Vedic people, Agni wasn't just present in the fire, he was the fire. And fire, as you can imagine, was pretty powerful stuff.
Right.
The hymns describe him as the mouth of the gods, the one who receives offerings and carries them upwards.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than just this, like, one-way delivery service.
Right.
Right. Agni also brings blessings and knowledge down from the heavens to the human world.
Ah, so this two-way street, this cosmic dialogue facilitated by fire.
Exactly.
That paints such a vivid picture of their worldview. Did they see this communication as something that happened, like literally or more metaphorically?
That's a great question. And honestly, the answer probably lies somewhere in between. The Vedic hymns are full of such rich imagery and symbolism, so it's hard to draw a hard line between, like, the literal and the metaphorical. What's clear, though, is that this idea of fire as this transformative force, consuming offerings and purifying them, is absolutely central to their understanding of the divine.
That makes me think about light and darkness, like a classic duality.
Yeah.
Fire is a source of light, literally dispelling darkness and illuminating the path. Was that a significant aspect of Agni's role as well? Was he seen as a source of knowledge and wisdom?
Absolutely. Agni is deeply associated with knowledge, with wisdom, and the dispelling of darkness, both in a literal and metaphorical sense. He's invoked for guidance, for clarity, for the removal of obstacles that stand in the way of understanding. It wasn't just about offering material things to the gods. It was about seeking spiritual illumination as well.
So it's about connecting to something larger than themselves, seeking this deeper understanding of the cosmos.
Exactly.
You know, it strikes me that we often associate fire with warmth, with comfort, with life. But fire can also be incredibly destructive. How did the Vedic people reconcile that duality, the sacredness of fire, with its potential for danger?
It's a fascinating paradox, isn't it? And it's something that the Vedic people were very much aware of. They recognized both the beneficial and the destructive aspects of fire. They understood that it had to be treated with respect, with caution, with a deep awareness of its power.
So it was a source of both awe and fear, a force to be respected.
Mm-hmm.
Did that influence how they interacted with fire in their daily lives?
Without a doubt. That reverence is reflected in their rituals and their hymns.
Mm-hmm.
There are specific guidelines for handling fire, for building and maintaining the sacred fire pit, for approaching Agni with the proper reverence. Even in their everyday use of fire, there was this underlying sense of its sacredness.
So even something as seemingly mundane as cooking a meal wasn't just a practical task. It was infused with this spiritual awareness,
mm-hmm.
a recognition of Agni's presence in their lives.
It's a beautiful concept, isn't it? It speaks to the interconnectedness of their worldview, how the spiritual and the practical were so interwoven. Fire wasn't just a tool or a symbol, it was a manifestation of the divine, a force that permeated every aspect of their existence.
It's like seeing the divine spark in even the most ordinary things.
Exactly.
So Agni's story is about so much more than just a fire god.
Right.
It's about understanding our relationship with the natural world, with those forces that both sustain and challenge us. It's a story that transcends time and culture, really.
You've hit the nail on the head. Agni's story invites us to look at fire not just as a physical element, but as a symbol of transformation, of connection, of this enduring mystery that lies at the heart of existence.
Okay, so we've really explored Agni's role in the Vedic world, but I'm curious to know how their understanding of him influenced, like, later Hindu traditions. What happened to Agni after the Vedic period? How did his story evolve?
That's a crucial question, and it really gets to the heart of how religious ideas change and adapt over time. While his, like, core attributes as a messenger and a symbol of fire remain consistent, Agni's role and significance do shift in later Hindu texts, like the Puranas.
Hmm.
He takes on new roles, new associations reflecting the evolution of the Hindu pantheon itself.
So he's not static. His story continues to unfold.
Precisely.
Can you give us some concrete examples of how his role changes? What kind of new associations does he take on?
Well, for example, in some of the Puranas, Agni is closely associated with Shiva, sometimes acting as his mouth or his messenger. He's also linked with Brahma, the creator god, playing a role in some creation myths. There are even stories where Agni takes on a more warrior-like aspect, fighting demons and protecting the gods.
Wow, so his persona becomes more complex, more multifaceted.
Exactly.
He's not just this gentle intermediary anymore. He's got this strength, this power that emerges.
Exactly. It's a reflection of the evolution of Hindu mythology as a whole. New deities emerge. Old ones take on new roles, new attributes. But it's not just about individual stories. The fundamental ideas associated with Agni, those core concepts like the transformative power of fire, the importance of ritual, the yearning to connect with the divine, those threads continue to run through the tapestry of Hinduism.
It's almost like tracing a single thread through this vast and intricate tapestry.
Right.
You can see how it connects different periods, different interpretations, but the thread itself remains unbroken.
And that's what makes exploring these ancient belief systems so captivating. We can trace those threads of thought, see how ideas develop and influence each other, and ultimately gain a deeper appreciation for the richness and complexity of human belief.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here, but before we wrap up, I want to bring this back to our listener. Why should they care about a fire god from thousands of years ago? What's the relevance of Agni's story today?
That's a question worth pondering. I think the answer lies in the enduring power of symbols. Agni, as a fire god, embodies those universal human desires. Transformation, purification, the search for meaning, that yearning to connect with something larger than ourselves.
So even though the specific rituals and beliefs may feel distant, the underlying ideas still resonate with us today.
Absolutely. Think about how fire is still used in ceremonies and celebrations across cultures.
Hmm.
Think about the metaphors that we use, like a burning passion, a fiery spirit, the spark of creativity. These ideas tap into something deep within us, something that transcends time and cultural boundaries.
So Agni's story is ultimately a human story about our relationship with the natural world, with the forces that shape our lives, both internally and externally.
And it's a story that continues to unfold, prompting us to reflect on those same questions. What does it mean to connect with something larger than ourselves?
Right.
How do we find meaning in a world that can often feel chaotic and unpredictable?
Wonderful. It seems like we've covered a lot of ground here. We've journeyed through the heart of ancient India, explored the intricacies of Vedic rituals, and traced Agni's evolution through the ages. Now, before we move on to our final thoughts, I'm curious, what stands out to you most about Agni's story? What will you be thinking about long after this deep dive is over?
You know, for me, it's that idea of fire as a bridge between worlds, not just between the human and the divine, but between the physical and the spiritual, between the known and the unknown. It's a powerful reminder that we're all part of something larger than ourselves, and that exploration, both inward and outward, is essential to the human experience.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll take a short pause to gather our thoughts. When we return, we'll delve into some final reflections on Agni and what his story might mean for us today. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of Agni. You know, it's amazing. We've talked about Agni as this messenger, as a symbol of fire's power, a bridge between realms, and even that fascinating evolution of his role in later Hindu traditions. But before we wrap up, there's one more aspect I want to touch upon. You mentioned earlier this idea of Agni as a representation of the life force itself, and I'm curious to explore that a bit further. What did that concept mean to the Vedic people?
It's a profound concept, and one that really gets to the heart of Agni's significance. Think about it. Fire has this incredible dynamic energy.
Right.
It consumes, it transforms, it creates. It's a force of destruction and renewal, essential for life, but also capable of great devastation.
And those qualities are mirrored in the cycle of life itself, aren't they? Birth, growth, decay, death, and ultimately rebirth. A continuous process of transformation.
Precisely. The Vedic people saw fire as a metaphor for this vital energy that animates all living beings, that spark that keeps us going. And Agni, as the embodiment of fire, naturally became associated with this life force, this vital energy that flows through everything.
So he's not just an external god. He's a representation of something that exists within us as well.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful way to connect the human experience with the divine. Did this concept influence how they interacted with Agni in their rituals?
Absolutely. The offerings themselves took on a deeper meaning in this context. The offering of ghee, for example, wasn't just about appeasing the gods. It was seen as a way of nourishing Agni, sustaining that life force within both the individual and the cosmos as a whole.
It's a reciprocal relationship then, a give and take between humans and the divine. By nourishing Agni, they were nourishing the very source of life itself.
Exactly. And this idea of fire as a life force connects Agni to other really important concepts like consciousness, awareness, even that spark of divinity that resides within each of us.
That makes me think about the practice of cremation in Hinduism. Fire obviously plays a central role there, and it's not just about the disposal of the body.
Right, you're right. Cremation, with Agni as the presiding deity, is seen as a transformative process. It's a liberation of the soul from the physical body, allowing it to rejoin that eternal cycle of rebirth.
So even in death, Agni is there, guiding the soul on its journey. It's a powerful image that highlights this cyclical nature of existence. It seems Agni's story is about so much more than just a god. It's about understanding those profound mysteries of life and death, of the forces that shape our existence and connect us to something larger than ourselves.
Beautifully put. And it highlights the enduring power of myth and symbolism, doesn't it? These ancient stories provide us with this framework for understanding the world, for grappling with those big questions that we continue to ask ourselves today.
This deep dive has been an incredible journey. We've traveled back thousands of years to explore the world of Agni, uncovering insights that are surprisingly relevant to our modern lives. You know, we've talked about Agni as a messenger, as a symbol of fire's transformative power, as a representation of that vital life force that flows through all things. But perhaps his most important message is a simple one: the power of connection, the connection between humans and the divine, between the physical and spiritual realms, between ourselves and the natural world. It's about recognizing those interconnected threads that weave the tapestry of existence. What are your thoughts on that?
I think you've hit on something truly profound. Agni's story reminds us that we're not isolated beings, that we're a part of something much larger than ourselves. And perhaps by nurturing those connections, by tending to that divine spark within us and recognizing it in others, we can find a deeper sense of meaning and purpose in our lives.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll bring this deep dive into the world of Agni to a close. Thank you for joining us on this journey of exploration and discovery. Until next time, keep those fires of curiosity burning bright.